he's the man that I'm trying to be. I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, and ABC's Karen Travers says their meeting takes place as the Trump administration pushes Ukraine to accept a ceasefire with Russia.
Zelensky is pushing the Trump administration to commit to security guarantees for his country to prevent Russia from threatening it again. But President Trump has said it is not the responsibility of the U.S., and European nations should handle peacekeeping efforts in Ukraine after the war. The two leaders are expected to sign an agreement related to Ukraine's mineral resources.
Today, the White House says President Trump will designate English the official language of the United States and rescind a Clinton-era order that required federal funding recipients to provide language services for non-English speakers. Commerce Department data showed personal incomes rose in January, but Americans cut their spending by 0.2 percentage points and 22 more measles cases in Texas, now in 9 counties. This is ABC News. The mystery around the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife at their Santa Fe area home continues. Authorities say both appeared to have been dead with their dog for some time before they were found on Wednesday. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Getting firm answers in Gene Hackman and Betsy Arakawa's deaths will likely mean waiting on toxicology test results, and those can take months, sometimes 3 months or longer. But those tests will answer if there were drugs in their bodies or carbon monoxide in their bloodstream. Until then, there can be theories, with carbon monoxide poisoning being one. The sheriff says nothing is indicating foul play.
Microsoft is hanging up Skype for the last time. The pioneering peer-to-peer video calling system, launched in Estonia, revolutionized communications. It was bought by Microsoft in 2011, but with Microsoft's Teams product becoming more popular, along with offerings from other companies, there's no more need for Skype. It'll end May 5th. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 52 today. Isolated brief rain showers could happen this afternoon, and that wind could be up there in that 20 to 30 mile an hour range with higher gusts today. We're under a wind and weather advisory, a wind advisory until 6 this evening. Tonight, a low of 15. Saturday, mostly sunny and chilly, a high of 28. And Sunday, 38 and mostly sunny. Right now, WRCO, we have an east wind at 20 miles per hour, and our temperature on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer is at 49 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
She can see herself in the shiny grill and the wide wheels of a red Chevelle. We'll fall on the floor in the top now. Chrome. zipping by on an electric glide with dual tailpipes doing 105 in the broad daylight on a two-lane heading out of town. Got a leg up high on the bump of my big black Mack truck with a smokestack pointed towards the sky and mud flaps. You know the kind. Chrome. I said, hey, little girl, you sure look nice. You want to ride? I won't bite. She climbed inside and said, hell no, I want to drive.
Atkins at WRCO Radio. All kinds of great music. And Bill and David might even sing from the Kohl Center coming up right after Cody Johnson.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with. Colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. With every wall I built, she saw a canvas. I thank God every
This is session number two of the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tourney got underway yesterday with preliminary and quarterfinal round action in all four divisions. And we are now in consolation round action for the girls and the boys division one area. This afternoon, boys divisions two and three will wrestle. We've been following the fortunes of some of the area wrestlers. And Boscobel Wazika Steuben's lone wrestler in the tournament is senior Lexi Lathrop, who had the misfortune of going against the defending state champion last night in her only match so far, the number one seed Madison Burns, who has pinned her way into the semifinals tonight. But Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben is getting ready to wrestle, and her opponent will be Olivia Walsh of Watertown. The Goslings, take it away, David.
All right, they're just getting ready to recording to the table. As Bill mentioned, we're down here on mat 7. Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Olivia Walsh from Watertown. And they're all ready to go here. 1 minute first period. Again, these are consolation matches. Lexi tries to go right for a head steal, but she gets taken to her back. She's given up some near falls, so the early takedown goes to favor of Olivia Wolf. Watertown ends near fall to the early 6-0 lead there for Wolf. And now she's got an arm bar and a half. Tight pinning combination here for Wolf. Lathrop's got some work to do. She's got to try to work through there. Trying to, she's got her head popped too. Now she can come back on top. But Wolf is trying to recover and does. But
nice job.
Lathrop does get up off her back, gets to the base. We got to adjust the score because it's more than. There's a 10-0 and lead for Walsh. She's right back to the armbar and a half, Nelson.
I think the clock stopped.
The clock ran out. Yep. So at the end of the first period, it is a 10-0 lead for Olivia Walsh.
Olivia was runner-up at the sectional, I believe, to Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville, a freshman who has Kaylee is a senior. She's pinned her way into the semifinals tonight also and is second seeded here in the tournament.
The second period on her feet in neutral position. Lexi's looking for a throw again. Trying to set up her head steal. Got a circle, though, as Walsh is forcing her to the edge of the mat. A little hand fighting in the middle of the mat here. Lexi's trying to get that head steal again. Got a collar tie on the one side. Trying to step through. Back out, reset. Right back to that head steal, but she can't get it over the top there. Backs out, reset. 10-0 lead here for Olivia Wolf of Watertown. Number 9 seeded wrestler facing Lexi Lathrop, Boscobel Wazika Steuben. And Walsh gets another takedown with the pin. Time for the pin is 2 minutes and 15 seconds in favor of Olivia Walsh.
So Lexi Lathrop, a senior for Boscobel Wazika Steuben, bows out after losing yesterday, and now today her second loss in the tournament, and her tourney is complete. But congratulations to her and the Boscobel Wazika Steuben coaching staff for getting somebody here. Ashton Udelhoven, Job Wetter for the boys just missed out, and both are underclassmen. Hopefully they'll be able to make the trip down here to the Kohl Center next year. That completes the first round of wrestlebacks in the girls bracket, Division One boys as well. And they're going to start through a second round of the consolation activity. After this second round today for the boys and the girls, they will come back tomorrow for more consolation round action. They'll have to win one more match to get into the fifth place placement match for both the girls and boys Division One. This afternoon, David, about 1 o'clock approximately, the boys in Divisions 2 and 3 we'll see action. We had a visit from Troy Clary, Ithaca Weston show head coach up here, and he's got Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman are ready to go in their matches this afternoon. We'll also see a number of others, including Richland Center senior Ethan Hady, in this round this afternoon at the Cole Center in Madison. Tonight, semifinals will be wrestled in all four tournaments for the girls and the three boys' divisions. Looking forward to the semifinals, David. That is always, in my opinion, the premier session of the tournament.
I would have to agree. You really get to see some really, really good wrestling. Obviously, previews for the finals, but at times I would have to agree that I think the semifinals are better than the finals.
Riverdale Chieftains have all three of their wrestlers in the state semifinals tonight. Iowa Grand Highlands will have four. Mineral Point has three. Fenimore has a couple. And there's Dodgeville, of course, a couple defending state champions. Pecatonica Argyle has a couple tonight. Reedsburg has a pair in the semifinals in Division One, and we are looking forward to the likes of Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca and Delia Collins of Mineral Point in the girls' state semifinals tonight as well. Well, we'll be back this afternoon with some live coverage of the consolation round action for the boys, Divisions 2 and 3, and we'll look forward to bringing as many of those local wrestlers' matches live to you, as many of those matches as possible. For David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining. This is State Wrestling Friday on WRCO Sports.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. NAPA know-how.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
50 degrees, the wind's pretty consistently around 20 miles an hour. So I don't know if it's officially kite-flying weather. Usually think about that in March or in the spring, but tomorrow is March. So I guess if you're so inclined. Among the celebrity birthdays today, rock singer Sam the Sham is 88 today. I've had him on the Saturday Night Show, also known as Domingo Samudio. Hall of Fame auto racer Mario Andretti is 85, and actress-singer Bernadette Peters is 77. Basketball Hall of Famer Adrian Dantley turns 70. And our musical birthday today, country musician Jason Aldean turns 48.
Gonna be a wild ride. You kissed me like you couldn't get enough. Barely made it out of your drive. Burn a little rubber at the red light. Got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. See you laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town, and you're already talking about a six pack. Already got your shoes off, and you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends, and you already wanna get lost.
Yeah. bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
This is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll be flashing back to this weekend in 1965. Some awesome tunes from Top 40 Radio's glory days. Your rock and roll requests, and we'll be paying tribute to all kinds of high school sports activities with the state wrestling tournament and the Solid Gold Dancers on location at the Kohl Center.
For Kirk Layer and David Werman, I'm Bill Twining.
Baby in the high chair, who put him up there? Ma, Pa, this boom bop.
David, there's a big pretzel under your chair. Can I have it?
Those were the days of the RCO Saturday night. You can hear us courtesy of these great sponsors. Bateznik Power Sports, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
50 degrees at WRCO FM and Richland Center. A news update at 11:30 is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, and ABC's Karen Travers says their meeting takes place as the Trump administration pushes Ukraine to accept a ceasefire with Russia.
Zelensky is pushing the Trump administration to commit to security guarantees for his country to prevent Russia from threatening it again. But President Trump has said it is not the responsibility of the U.S., and European nations should handle peacekeeping efforts in Ukraine after the war. The two leaders are expected to sign an agreement related to Ukraine's mineral resources.
Today, the White House says President Trump will designate English the official language of the United States and rescind a Clinton-era order that required federal funding recipients to provide language services for non-English speakers. Commerce Department data showed personal incomes rose in January, but Americans cut their spending by 0.2 percentage points in 22 more measles cases in Texas, now in 9 counties. This is ABC News.
How important is family support and affection to you? It's a basic need and most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Here at Harvest, we have caregivers who've been with us since 1995. A couple of them even live among our residents. So beyond caring for the elderly, they have the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly, an unusually strong family bond with the folks they serve. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Ithaca plays at Schulzburg tonight in WIAA Regional Girls Basketball Semifinal Action. The Bulldogs picked up a big win against Highland on Tuesday night. The team had to dig deep, says Coach David Klang.
We're kind of struggling a little bit, but then no one gave up, and we just kept slowly working our way back, and everybody kept doing what they needed to and started doing the small things, and those small things started adding up, and it turned out really well, and we're kind of able to flip the script. And what they did to us the week before, we did to them on Tuesday, so that was really awesome.
The Bulldogs at Schulzburg tonight in girls basketball. River Ridge is at Wazika Steuben. It's also Kickapoo at home against Cochrane Fountain City and Hillsboro at Oliva Strum. It's Lancaster at Mineral Point. Cuba City hosts Parkview as well. River Valley girls are at Prairie du Chien for a second round regional girls tournament game. Considering the disappointing 12-13 record compiled over the last two seasons, ESPN analysts have a surprisingly optimistic view of Badgers football. It's called the SP Plus rating, and Wisconsin checks in at number 41. The offense is projected to rank 83rd, the defense 20th, and returning production is 25th. The rankings are so early, they may not mean much by the time the Badgers kick off the season opener April 30th at Camp Randall Stadium against Miami of Ohio. Also in sport news, the Bucks used a big margin at the free throw line to earn a 121-112 win over the Nuggets last night. Brook Lopez talked about the win.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are, you know, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, you know, and justifies the goals we have.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The forecast calls for a high of 51 degrees, also mixed skies and windy this afternoon. Tonight, a low of 15 with a sprinkle or flurry. Saturday, 28 with sunshine, and Sunday, 38. Right now, winds between 15 and 20 miles per hour from the northeast here at the studios. And also looking back at some notes on today, 27 for a low. We're up to our morning high of 50 degrees. Up next today, our update on community calendar with, first of all, a reminder, the phone line outage at Ithaca Schools and other businesses in the area has returned. They have once again engaged with a service provider, but they'll pass along updates to everyone as they become available. So again, if you're trying to reach Ithaca Schools or maybe some businesses in the area and you're having trouble, there is a reason. Try email or reaching out to them in another way. Community calendar also includes a reminder today that Grace Life Church of Richland Center is hosting a Global Impact Conference now through Sunday. All are welcome. For more information, go to gracelifechurchofrichlandcenter.org. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County sponsors a Strengthening Families program for parents and youth ages 10 to 14, getting underway Wednesday night, March 12th at Richland Center Intermediate School. The program is free and includes a free meal, 5:30 until 5:45. More information, register, you can call Lisa Goff at the Richland Center Primary School, 608-649-HIVE. Registrations are due by today. A Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition will be held tonight at 7 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. Doors open at 6. Teams of up to 4 members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. Cost is $12 per team. For more information, check out Friends of Blue River Facebook page. A bake shop and breakfast will be held at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock on Saturday from 8 until 10. Everyone is welcome. First Baptist Church in Richland Center will host the World Day of Prayer, Saturday, March 1st at 9 o'clock. Lone Rock American Legion and Auxiliary having its annual Cabin Fever Dance Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Building. The day includes bingo at 11, a live auction at 1, a silent auction dinner, and that will be also including the Crossfire Band from 4 until 7. Proceeds go to the Vets Roll Program, which sends veterans to the Washington, D.C. area to check out their memorials and be honored. Again, that's going on tomorrow at Lone Rock American Legion and Auxiliary. A grief group will meet Saturday from noon to 1:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church. The day will include lunch and fellowship, followed by discussion of topics helpful to processing and coping with grief after the death of a loved one. It is open to anyone who is grieving. If planning to attend, please call the church office at 608-647-3000 so enough food will be available. The 40 at 8 will host a pancake breakfast Sunday from 7 until noon or until gone at American Legion Post 13. And Richland County Veterans Memorial Benefit Dance will be Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music will be provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. There will also be raffles, a silent auction, and food, and admission will be a $10 donation.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
21 before noontime here at WRCO as we count down toward the weekend.
Me and my girls at our usual spot, sipping bourbon, just chilling at the bar. When a boy walks in with that cheesy little grin, and we know that he's trying too hard. He said, ladies, let me buy y'all a shot. And he's flashing that shiny black car. But he looks like a clown from the hat straight down to his boots, so I told him straight up. I see you got yourself a little. Charm like Southern, he's a
future can't be bought.
I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wearing my brand new bubble just to fit in. Well, there I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots on cowboy. You got a great beard, you never sweat it. Bad days or hard days, work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots on cowboy. I meet a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real good lover, and he takes me to town every Friday.
Honey, the real thing, come on, a gentleman, real twang. Honey, from the South, you can't hang. Ladies, let them play. You're all boots, no cowboy. Honey, the real thing, come on, a gentleman, real twang. Honey, from the South, you can't hang. Ladies, let them play. You're all boots, no cowboy. Honey, the real thing, come on, a gentleman.
Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, should've learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing young girls' hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should've been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy.
This is the second round of consolation matches in Division One. The winner of this match goes on to wrestle tomorrow morning. He needs to win this match and that one in order to get into the fifth place bout. And it's been a great day for Reedsburg. All five wrestlers in this tournament, two in the semifinals, three in the consolation bracket, still going, including this young man, Cade Parrish, who won earlier this morning And now David Wehrman, he is wrestling Landon Freeman, a freshman, or excuse me, he is a senior from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Take it away.
Yeah, two seniors out there, very similar records. Flew right through the first period. We are into the second period here with a 1-0 score as Ferris let Freeman go, gave him the escape. So under 130 to go in the second period. Both wrestlers are on their feet, looking for takedown. Dad had a nice duck under his single leg earlier, just wasn't able to finish it, so maybe he could set something like that up again. Just over a minute to go here in this match, this period, as we have a stalemate.
And we also have a young fellow up here that has joined us this morning. He's been very patient. And why don't we get Troy Clary in on this as well, David?
All right. Under a minute now, still with him score 1-0. Of course, Troy knows Scotty Parrish very well, close to him for years. As Bill mentioned, the whole research program has done very well this weekend so far. Nice single leg attempt for Freeman. He keeps his balance there. Right at the edge of the mat, trying to knock him up. Now, take down. Now he's working a power half on the left side.
If Perry could get away, he'd be a free man.
Yeah.
Right here, rushing against Freeman.
Now Perry is working a wizard here. Not giving the takedown up. And we're going to have a stalemate again. 3 seconds to go in this second period. This guy's still on their feet. 1-0 lead for Freeman. We're going to the third period here. 1-0 lead. Ferris will take down. Get up off the bottom here. Tie it up or take the lead.
Troy Clary really is here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Feel free to jump in whenever you'd like.
Good job off the whistle. Kate does come up, gets the escape, ties it up.
So far, it's been a very equal match with these two. Each one of them knowing this could be their last one because they're both seniors.
Kate's record is 40-10, and Freeman, Landon Freeman, is a senior with a record of 39-9, so very, very similar records and careers here. Guys on their feet working collar side. Oh, nice duck under to a single leg. Now Kate's got to finish it. He's got Freeman on his backside. If he can come up around the hip,
he's really close. I think he's going to get it. So he's Freeman's hanging on.
Good grapple here. Oh, there he ordered the three takedown for Parrish.
Kate was able to hook the leg, and that yep. gave him the two. Gave him the three.
Yeah, three, not two.
Yeah.
All right, Freeman works his way back to his feet. But Kate does have a two-point lead, 4-2, under a minute to go. Under a minute to go in this match, 120-pound consolation round. Bill mentioned you got to win this one and one more to play. Kate's down on his knees underneath that arm again.
We're pointing the match where the next takedown will probably win it here.
Yeah. Stalemate.
Kate has the advantage, though.
36 seconds. Kate gets that same takedown again. He set it up three times and had a real nice one there. He got the last one. The other two were stopped by Freeman.
Freeman's working on the head a lot, and then Kate's got that left arm. He's trying an inside elbow tie, hanging on to that.
There's the stalling against Cade Parrish. Down to 10 seconds to go. He's hanging on now. Got to stay out of that throw as Freeman tries to do a little toss. Yeah, there he is. Cade Parrish with the win, 4-2, so he moves on to the Beavers. He'll wrestle tomorrow morning to put him into a potential placement match. Congratulations to Cade.
Yep, Cade's a very tough dude. He does come down to this center into the high school rodeo scene a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you're here, Troy, maybe just a quick word about your wrestlers this afternoon. Nolan Waldner, who won his first match but then lost, is in the consolation bracket and goes up against Emmett Collins of Mineral Point.
Yeah, that'll be a rematch from last weekend. Nolan looked very good his first match. The second match, you know, the he just run into a better competitor there. Kid had some good techniques, and Nolan just gave up some points that he, you know, if he would have just continued through, I think he would have, you know, a 7-point move in that first period just put him behind. If he would have avoided that, it would have been a totally different match.
And Caden Coleman at 190 pounds will be up against Brock Mason of Shell Lake. Caden came down yesterday and lost his first match. In years past, that would have been it. But the way the tournament is set up, he gets to wrestle again.
Yeah, it's kind of fortunate that they changed that, how they do it down here, the format and everything. And so, yeah, we're very fortunate he gets another match, and I'm glad he does, being a senior and all.
It's tough being the coach of seniors and watching them wrestle their last matches, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm happy for Caden. To be honest with you, and he would agree with me, I think, that if anybody would have said that he'd been down here at state tournament, even in January, I would have been kind of laughing. But he's really worked hard. He's changed his style a little bit. I wouldn't say his style, but his mentality and his mindset. He knows he can't give up points, and when he keeps the match close, he knows he's in each one. And that's what he's done in the last couple weeks. He's learned how to kind of go through a match and keep it close and keep it going.
And one more thing. They'll both be wearing that interesting new singlet. Are they the only two wrestlers on the team that are wearing this particular singlet?
Well, we just purchased a couple of singlets, and that's what we were able to try them out. And they really like them. Coaching staff really likes them. Now we're just going to see where it goes from there.
All right. Well, if you haven't seen it, it's got a jackrabbit on there, right? Or what's it called?
We call it a jackalope.
A jackalope.
Yeah. Jackalope with horns. you know, and I give a lot of the credit to Ms. Durkin, the art teacher at it, that she designed it all. And it's a nice singlet, I think. And
does she teach art at Ithaca?
She does, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's certainly been talk of the tournament, I think, among other things. But congratulations. And David and I want to wish you the best and the best to Nolan and Caden this afternoon, as we certainly hope their tournament can continue.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming up. For David Wormand and Troy Clary, I am Bill Twining. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
As we bid farewell to February, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society celebrates Pet Dental Health Month with a few suggestions for keeping your pet's mouth healthy all year long. First, if possible, brush or clean your pet's teeth, but never do so with toothpaste made for people. Second, if your pet will allow you to handle its mouth, periodically check for broken, loose, or discolored teeth, dental plaque, or discolored gums. Be alert for bad breath, a reluctance to eat, and in cats, excessive drooling. But even if you don't notice anything wrong, an annual exam with your vet, including a dental checkup, is always a good idea. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
We have a word today from the Richland Hospital. And again, phone line disruptions continue at the hospital and clinics. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed or the line will continue to ring, but does not ring at the hospital. They have alerted their telephone service provider and they are working to fix the problem. We'll let you know when further updates are available. Again, Ithaca Schools having phone outage problems as well. Unfortunately, it's been a couple of days of that. Hopefully they can get that remedied. But just letting you know, if you need to reach either of those entities or any of the businesses in the area. I've heard a couple of other businesses that are having some issues today. You may need to reach out to them in another way, or I guess in person too. Right? Phil Lee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. We have the news at noon coming up, and then more wrestling coverage beginning with live coverage at 1 this afternoon. There's Carly Pierce.
Always thought you loved that black C71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run, not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little Miss Jane. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should've put your lips on her. Should've known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 51 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a key meeting at the White House today, President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky discussing an end to Russia's war in Ukraine and finalizing a mineral rights deal between the U.S.